True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Here's a question this morning. If your daughter-in-law refused to take the family name after marriage, would you make it a point just to go out of your way to make sure she doesn't feel like part of the family?
Rude. It might, and so dramatic.
It might sound petty, but let me tell you, there's a lot of traditional people that don't play this game. You either added the family tree or you're just not part of the family.
So dumb.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
It's 2025. What are we doing, people?
What do you guys think? Is taking your partner's last name still an important part of marriage, or is it totally outdated? We'd love to hear your takes on this one this morning, 585-252-9800. I had a conversation with a friend yesterday, been married for a couple of years now. His mother still won't accept his wife into the family. Want to know why? She didn't take her husband's last name when they got married. And there's parts of me that, listen, I would want my significant other to take my last name. I'm traditional like that. I think it's part of marriage. However, if she was like an MD, or had a booming business.
Yeah.
I understand that she would need to keep that last name.
Right.
Because she's associated with that brand, you know? Right. I don't know. There's ways around it. I know how difficult it is to change your name back after divorce.
Yeah. So like a lot
from
of people
that would have, they've told me about
a lot
it.
Of people that I know, like that didn't want to lose their last name, just actually dropped their middle name and took their old last name and put it as their middle name.
Same. I think that's something.
What a pain in the ass, but you can do that. You sure can.
It's a lot easier if you just don't have a middle name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But my buddy was like, yeah, it is what it is, man. It's tradition, but you're going to meet someone eventually that might not just be down for it because they want to keep their last name.
Right.
You know?
It's a lot.
Let me go over to the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this? You're live.
This is Eliana. How are you?
Hi, Eliana. Go ahead.
Long time no see. Anyway, I got two kids when I got married. So I took his last name, which was Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Then their last name is Bennett. Then we got divorced. Then I had a second relationship with someone I did not marry, but I had three kids with him. So they have his last name.
Oh, they do.
But I did not take his last name because we didn't get married.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I don't know.
But are you,
I don't think
you're more on ahead. The, you're along the traditional lines, I'm assuming though. Like
I'm very traditional.
Yeah.
Very traditional. This is why the first time it made sense. Yeah. I have his last name. My kids have his last name, but then we got divorced. I'm like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Well, I still had three kids with someone else.
Right.
And I didn't take his last name because we never got married.
Correct.
And but they have his last name because that's their dad. So
right, makes,
a little
that makes
complicated,
sense.
But it's still old fashioned.
Yeah, the family tree is is a tree, and the roots are deep.
It's still a tree. It's still a tree. It's a little different tree.
Yeah, for
right.
Sure.
Modernized tree, but it's still a tree. Yeah.
Absolutely, Eliana. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eliana. 585-252-9800. We have an Elena on the phone this morning. Let's get over to her. Hi, good morning.
Right. Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to just comment about what you guys are talking about.
Okay.
I am, I guess, old school. I totally 100% believe that the bride should be taking the last name of the husband. And I'm beyond baffled. Honestly, I'm fed up with my son. He's been dating this girl for years, and they got engaged last year.
Right.
And he says that no matter how many times we ask, she is never going to change her own last name. She refuses to take our family name when they get married. God.
Yeah, so this is a relatable thing. So how long has your son been with this girl?
It's been like 2.5 years.
And they're expected to get married, you said?
Yeah, I mean, they've been serious. They've moved in together, and she wouldn't do this. It was this complete surprise. We found out, you know, after they started talking about wedding plans.
Sure.
We find out she's not going to change her name.
No, and that's really tough. So now what? You're not going to make her feel welcome to the family?
Well, she's not making me feel us, you know, feel very welcome. But to me, the family, you know, you're marrying the family.
Sure.
You're not just marrying my son. And it's respect. It's respect to the senior people in the family, you know, the matriarch. It's a bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I told my son, if she's not taking our last name, then she's not the one for you.
Well, how did he respond to that?
He thinks I'm crazy. He rolls his eyes like I'm the crazy one. It feels like rejection of your family, you know. We're going to marry you and take you somewhere, you know, away from the principles that you grew up with.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, for me personally, would I want my significant other to take my last name? Yeah, traditionally, I would prefer that.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, it's 2025. There's things and people and traditions that are fading.
They're dying.
Quickly.
They're all dead.
Okay, so let's just call it for what it is. And I don't think you have, like, much of a say, if I'm being honest. It's not your life. Just like you have not much of a say of whether they have kids or how fast they have kids or when they are going to either move or stay or be close to you. Like, you don't really have a say in that, unfortunately.
Listen, I think this is the bare minimum. And if she's not going to do this, I can't accept her in our family. I feel like she is snubbing us, and I want nothing to do with her.
Yeah, but Elena, have you had this? Why don't you have this personal conversation with her one-on-one instead of going through your son? You know what I mean?
I'm afraid I don't want to ruin. I don't want to end the relationship. I'm not. But
well, I mean, you're not going to make her feel welcome regardless.
Oh no! If she takes our family name, she's part of the family. If she can't take our family name, I don't want anything to do with her. She's not in my family.
Has she said why, though?
She's got a foot out the door.
Has she said why she doesn't want to take the last name?
Oh, she calls it too traditional or something. She hasn't said it to me. I've just had this conversation with my son. So I don't know if there's a real reason, but in my mind, it means, hey, I'm in this, somewhat in this, you know? I'm not really committed to you, and I'm certainly not going to be part of the family that raised you and made you the man you are.
Mm, interesting. Mm-hmm.
I don't love him enough to accept everything about him. I feel like it's going into this whole relationship like she's going to, you know, we give it a couple of years and she's going to get tired of this marriage thing. If she can't even say, you know, I'm going to change my name, I'm going to acknowledge this relationship and be part of the family, she's not in the family.
You know who you remind me of? You remind me a couple of my old school Italian aunts. They would say the same exact thing that you would.
It's a slap in their faces.
So tired. Like, if this is your biggest problem, I envy you. You know what I mean? Because there's so many other things to be worrying about. And, like, it just sounds to me like you don't really have a ton of problems. So this is going to be your life mission. And honestly, like, you can't control other people, Helen or Ellen or whatever your name is.
Elena.
You know, here's the thing. This is the person who's marrying my son.
No, we get that. I'm not saying I disagree with you because I'm old school just like you are. I hear what you're saying. I have a cousin who got married, big Italian family. The wife refused to take his last name. Everyone was pissed and up in arms. But at the end of the day, she's still going to be part of the family if she marries and she still loves your son. If she's taking care of him, then eventually you're just going to have to put that behind you because there's absolutely nothing you could do. You could feel a certain way about it, which you clearly do, but there's nothing you're going to be able to do.
Yeah, and like he could be with someone way worse that takes his last name and tarnishes it, if I'm being honest.
Well, I mean, it's not like a column A, column B restaurant.
No, it is.
You know?
Either
it this is good or that is bad.
Yeah, well, listen.
You know, this is, you know, thanks for forming this man that I love and
just
loving him unconditionally for his whole life, right?
Be grateful she's not taking his last name, and at least she's not taking, you know, his house, his cars,
right?
His bank account.
That's the whole thing, right? She's going to come in, get 50% of everything he owns, and never have to change her name, never have to be anybody but, you know, this person who wandered in and then wandered out.
All right, Ellen, I got to wrap this up because I'm going to get to some text messages from our listeners, but 585-252-9800. Some are old school like Elena. You agree or disagree? Is this a deal breaker? We'll get to those messages. Make sure you listen in. Thanks for your call, Elena.
Well, thank you.
Good luck with your relationship with your future daughter-in-law.
We'll pray for you.
Okay, gotta go. Bye. All right, let me get to one more call here from our friend Michelle. Hi, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What's the vibe?
My vibe is this is 2025.
Period.
And wedding traditional stuff is gone. Like, the weddings I go to, the weddings I see online.
Yeah.
Just what people walk down the aisle to now. You don't see that here comes the bride stuff anymore.
Right.
Things are just changing, but I do respect the traditional ways.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it alive somehow. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, for sure. 100%. I'm getting married next year. I've been kind of throwing it back and forth about taking his last name. We both kind of came up with an agreement that, like, I'm just going to hyphen it because here's my thing. Both of my parents passed away. And my last name means everything to me because my parents gave me that last name.
Yeah.
And it's something you're going to always have to, you know, be attached to them.
Yes. It's what I have left is my name.
Correct.
They were my parents. So I don't want to lose my, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't want to, I know I'm always going to have that last name, but I don't want to drop it necessarily. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what if we just hyphen it? And he was like, honey, what if I just change my last name to yours. Like, I'll be fine with that.
Tea.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Wait,
like,
that's
tea.
Cool.
I could never.
You know, so,
no. Good for him, though.
No, I told him no. But I'm definitely looking at, you know, doing it as like a hyphen thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the same with my son. I have, you know, my son with another guy. He's great. But when my son was born, we were not married. We planned on getting married. It didn't happen, unfortunately, but we're still great friends.
Sure.
We hyphen in my son's last name. So he's got his father's and mine.
Makes
and
sense.
That's another reason. I'm like, my son has, like, my last name, too.
Right.
So, like, if I change it to your last name, then he's not going to have the same last name as me.
Correct.
And I'm not changing his last name to your last name. So
when are you guys when are you getting married?
I'm getting married 9/26/26.
Okay, so you got next year then. All right, well, we're expecting an invite here. Just send it over to 70 Commercial Street.
She goes,
I will, and I will update you when we decide on what I do with my last name.
All right, thank you so much for the call, Michelle. Good luck.
See ya.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Do you
This is why we can't have nice things.
Why?
It's too much. The Monroe County legislator voted Tuesday unanimously to provide a plan to improve the enhanced security measures at Ontario Beach Park following a recent incident of violence.
Got to do it.
It's so important. So the decision aims to address the safety concerns at the popular Charlotte Beach area along Lake Ontario. So there was a fight that broke out ever so recently.
A couple.
Yeah. So can't really, too many to count. But they will be installing a 4 exit and entrance camera to help kind of wean off some of those issues and make the community feel a little bit safer when they're going and visiting Ontario Beach Park, Charlotte, whatever the case may be. Because people are kind of deterred from going there just because they're like, I'm not really trying
to
get into all that. The security project initially is scheduled for next year, but it was expedited due to the recent outbreak of violence, including multiple fights among young people in the park. The plan includes an installation of stop arm gates, the parking lot as well, to control the flow of traffic. And some lawmakers are also advocating for changes in the RTS Transit Center bus system in the downtown location of whether they're going to be running up to that area or not.
Nothing comforting about eating a frozen custard and bullets are flying.
No. You're like, Moose is like, I'm just trying to feed the seagulls.
There was a family that rented out one of the pavilions. I think it was last Saturday because it was so nice out.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the kids with them and they're doing a nice family afternoon and grilling out. And two fights back to back broke out.
It's not cute.
And the kids, Mommy, we're scared. Okay, yeah. Let's ruin our afternoon.
I also would have said that. Have this all take place, the approved security enhancement will cost the county $200,000. So,
probably money well spent, though.
Literally can't have nice things.
No, you can't. Let me get to one real quick call here. Hi, is this Carmen?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What up, King?
What up, guys?
What's up,
you
man?
You know, when I was a kid, I'm in my mid-50s now, we would go and hang out at the beach with our cars, and people would sit on their cars, and people would drive by.
You were in Greece, weren't you?
I don't. Huh?
Yeah. It was like a scene from Grease, the musical.
Yeah, it really was, you know, but it's pretty good. Thanks for the age joke. I appreciate it.
Anyways,
but
continue.
You know what? I don't remember there being fights and everything breaking out. We'd go Friday, Saturday night. It was cool, you know, and I don't remember this happening. I don't know what's gotten better in the last 30 years. I don't understand it, man. It's gotten way worse.
Dude, we're talking about, this is not just the beach. This is high school, a lot of the districts. This is, kids today are a lot more ruthless than they used to be. And they used to tell us, my senior year of high school, how terrible we were. We're nothing compared to what's going on today.
Also,
it always gets worse year by year by year. What's causing that? Is it the parenting?
You beating each other to a pulp, like, it's just so barbaric, in my opinion, but...
It is. It really is. And we never did that. There would be fights, but it would be one-on-one. It would never... I don't ever remember gang fights.
Like a brawl. Yeah.
Right. You know, you bring brass knuckles and chains. You didn't bring guns.
Right.
Yeah, right. With our greased hair and our cigarettes in our sleeves. I know.
Grease lightning.
Thanks for the call, Carmen. All right, Breeze, coming up on the show.
Coming up on the show, I didn't know that we shared such a passion, but now that I know what I know, it could add a whole nother layer to this show.
We shared a passion?
It could enhance it.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I know. Well, you're about to find out, along with everyone else, coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What a beautiful day.
Girl, you're amazing just the way you are, Moose.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I found something out yesterday that you were amazing at, and I didn't know we shared this. And I think it's amazing to talk about because When you find yourself in a situation, whether it be a work party, whether it be a party with friends, new friends, old friends, there's something that you want to bring to the table, right? Whether it be of monetary value, whether it be of entertainment value, you want to bring something to the table that is going to stick out and have you memorable to people that maybe you don't normally hang out with or have never met before.
You don't even need a trick. Like, I think one of the most memorable things about me is probably my eyes.
No, unfortunately, we're going in a different direction. Originally, mine was like the fact that I don't bring anything to parties.
Right.
Which was a negative connotation to it for sure.
Because Breezy thought her personality was enough.
I didn't think I knew. But I've grown. I've matured. I'm in my 30s now. So I know that now you have to bring stuff to the party and you have to bring a card to a wedding.
Right.
Have money in it. which is unfortunate for my bank account. But right, these things do happen.
She's growing up.
But yesterday we were at our company picnic field day. They call it the Olympics. It is
not even close.
Very much so not that. But I love the effort on the team.
We don't work with one athletic individual.
No, not one. We all work in radio. Let's be real. You know what I mean? So when I saw that there was games, specifically yard games, I went into a panic. Because I'm like, I'm not really a competitive person. I'm not good at most things physically. So I was breaking out into a cold sweat. Needless to say, my team didn't place. At least I'm not bitter about it. But these things happen. But one thing that really stuck out was we ended up playing a lovely, fun, you know, healthy competition game of charades. And Moose and I didn't play each other, but I really wish that we did, because
it would have come down to the wire, you guys.
It truly was such a rush to finally, for once in my life, be dominating and so good at something. And just blowing the socks off of every single person that was watching me perform. And I know this sounds very dramatic, but when you're not good at most things and you didn't do well in school, you need to grasp on to whatever it is that you thrive at. And lo and behold, I've been training for this moment my entire life.
Sure.
When charades was brought to the table, I said, hold my beer, because I have been training for this every holiday, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas. My family is ruthless. We play charades like no other. And
yeah, a lot of you got that drunk aunt and uncle that constantly show up. They want to play Pictionary. They want to play charades on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And they take it very, very seriously. Yes. There was a lot at stake yesterday for this company picnic.
Yeah. So I go up. I just get a little glimpse of them playing charades in the corner, and I'm like, game over. So I go up, and I dare I say I might get a raise. I don't know. They were so impressed by my skills yesterday. And then I find out that you also had mad skills, and I'm trying to figure out how do we put this to use on our show.
I
carried the team on my back. I barebacked the whole team.
I got like 6 in a row correct, and then I dominated in Pictionary. And we all have that one weird party trick that we like to flex at parties. We found out yesterday this was ours.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Anyone really? I don't recommend. If you want to play Pictionary or charades with the family, go for it. Cards Against Humanity, I made that mistake many times playing with my parents.
Yeah.
I can't look at them the same way anymore.
It's really not great.
No.
I also just think that game is dumb. But anyways.
Watching people yesterday, somebody had to act out Moose in a hot tub.
First of all,
I was so confused because they kept pointing at me and everyone screaming, Moose, Moose. And then he just kept splashing water on himself. They're like, we lost you, Tim. We lost you.
Moose bath. Yeah. I don't know. But I think that weird party tricks that I've seen that people do, well, one I was mastering before was the Irish goodbye. Just poof, disappear. I'm going to the bathroom. Never comes back. And then another one is like when people do weird things with their fingers or their tongues.
Oh, you
and they're
mean
always
like this?
Trying to show everybody who will view it.
You can't tell me you're not impressed by this. I'm pulling my thumb apart as we speak.
It's crazy.
My niece hates that.
It's really weird. It's really
so
weird.
So just if you guys do want to hire me for if you're throwing like a house party or something like that, I haven't really shared this with a lot of people. I shared it with Breezy, but I've been taking up juggling. And right now I've come as far as learning how to juggle three balls at once. Is it a flex? Yes. Do I expect a talent fee if I come to your party and perform this? Yes, I will give you 20 minutes of my time for $50. That is not a lot to ask for.
You're not
that
good
is not
at
a
it.
Lot to ask for.
You're not good at it quite yet. I don't I believe that you can get there one day. And one party trick that I feel that people can do that I envy so much is tying the cherry stem in a knot in their mouth.
Oh yeah.
I've never once in my life
been able to do
that.
Oh, please. I would die to date a woman that knows how to do that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you so much.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.